News of the bomber at the Afghanistan airport generated heartbreaking tears, anger hungry for revenge, and fear of what is next. Was it a surprise? These international challenges present different cultures, values, and mindsets I am unable to understand. So how do I respond in our world of experts? So many are quick to share, "We oughta, they need to, if I were," despite a lack of sufficient information. Sound like anyone you know? Is it ever the person in the mirror? I confess to sometimes possessing a hair-trigger response to news headlines or perceived injustices when I have no valid credentials or authority, yet I speak. Before I allow words to escape from my mouth or keyboard, perhaps the better response is to press the pause button, take a breath, ask if I am about to add to a solution or simply place more fuel on the fire. I take some comfort in believing I am making progress. Could be age, maturity, maybe observation of others, those who speak quickly with an edge versus those who appear to be more at peace. And there is the key word, peace, as found in Philippians chapter 4, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. I have experienced those words. It requires giving up some of the control, sometimes control that I never really had except in my mind. It is liberating to finally understand I do not carry the weight of the world on my shoulders. I still have opinions. However, I am attempting to trade my immediate flashpoint response for peace, the peace that passes all understanding, for 2 minutes more.